You're listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast, the only show exploring the business of personal styling and how stylists are helping retailers to personalize customer experiences. We're interested in how styling leaders have built a successful business and what retailers are doing to capitalize on the styling client community. If you're a personal stylist currently avoiding doing the marketing activity on your to-do list today, schedule your tea and chat with founder and host Sarah Cohen via the website. Welcome, everyone. Apologies for the delay in getting some new episodes to you all. It's been an interesting year, to say the least, but I'm excited to launch the podcast again for season two with a really special series dedicated to helping stylists expand their business globally, primarily through the use of virtual styling services. And I am joined today by my two favorite image people, Erin and Carla Mathis. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
Yay. For people that haven't heard of Erin and Carla, Carla and Erin Mathis are co-founders of The Style Corps, an international leader in the image consulting and personal styling industry. They provide style coaching for individuals, along with accredited training courses, mentorship, and tools for image experts, including what we're going to talk about today, color systems for custom palette design and the virtual color toolkit, both used by style experts worldwide for many, many years. As a style coach, TEDx speaker, and tech-savvy innovator, Erin co-created the AICI Going Virtual program for image experts and Your Million Dollar Look style coaching program for individuals, plus an apprenticeship path for virtual styling. And Carla, every one of you will have heard of Carla, one of 30 image masters globally, and is the co-author of The Triumph of Individual Style, aka the Bible to the image industry. And it's also used as a curriculum in universities like FIT, FIDM, and Cornell. Both Erin and Carla are now based in Northern California, and we've all been working together since 2019.
2020.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. Yes. I remember years and years ago, I did the essential image consulting styling course with you both over in California as a way of understanding the role of the image consultant and then perhaps how that information can be shared with retail staff to provide a bit more of a personalized experience in fashion brands. I fell in love with both of you and also the level of thorough comprehensive nature of all of the material. It was so professional and so complete in its knowledge.
Thank you.
The concepts that were brought to my attention about color blew my mind. And I remember this. I brought my best friend along with me and we stayed for a week in LA and it was just the best time of our lives every day from, I think, what was it, 9 to 5 or something. They were long days with plenty of snacks, thank goodness. And my best friend Bella came with me and she is blonde and, you know, the sort of Australian beach blonde and would always wear bright colors, pinks and pastels, baby pinks, beautiful. And I'm a brunette. I didn't really have a lot of confidence wearing color. And I'd been living in Melbourne for a long time. So I wore a lot of black. But I remember for years, I've always thought I wish I could wear what Bella wears, but I don't know how to wear color. And I arrived in LA in the beginning of the course with my typical kind of easy, safe, not too sure what's fashionable, but I know if I wear black, I can kind of get away with it. It's not showing my personality, but I don't stand out awkwardly, so that's okay. And I'll tell you what, by the end of that week, and it's true today, I literally do not own more than about 2 black items in my wardrobe.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, love it. And now your life is more colorful and beautiful.
It has completely changed the way that I shop. And I grew up in shopping centers with my father's work. So while other families were doing sort of, you know, sport and things on the weekend, we were walking around shopping centers, having a look at the tenants and how they were performing. So I love shopping. And that's kind of what drew me to this, I guess, being a conduit between fashion brands and customers by allowing personal stylists to do what they do. And the thought that people are going into shops without a blueprint of what colors
I know.
Shapes and styles work for them is insane, but it's still a slow burn for everyone to kind of discover the role of an image consultant, a color analysis.
Yes.
It's great. So today I wanted to talk to you both because it's been a while. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the color system that you developed, the feedback from your clients, and particularly, I guess, retrospectively, over the last 10, 20 years, Carla, you've seen the birth of color analysis explode globally, what the demand is today. I'm going to share some very exciting, some search results from Google to indicate where the demand is, what people are looking for in terms of image consulting services. And I think it would be nice for us to share with the listeners, who are all small business owners in the image consulting industry, the opportunities they have to create a color analysis system that they can offer to anyone, anywhere in the world, and a way of doing it that feels authentic to them. So Carla, we'll get you to kind of take us through that process.
And can I just jump in here, Sarah? For those who are new to Carla Mathis, it's so special to have her here talking about color palette system today, because she was mentored and trained by the woman who literally pioneered the whole custom color palette seasonal system, Suzanne Cagle. So she's one of our, you know, early pioneers, and she trained with Suzanne for 18 years and then went on, of course, to teach other leaders around the world with color and color palettes and color design. So color analysis. So it's very special to be able to have Carla.
It's really been fun to see the ins and outs and ups and downs of the color industry. When I started, I had my colors done. It was a secretive thing. And then Color Me Beautiful came about. Carol Jackson said, oh, I can do that. So she took what Suzanne said about seasons and wrote Color Me Beautiful. And then that exploded in the world. And that was great, except it didn't really work that well for the individual. At least it didn't for me, because I feel strongly that no one fits into a box and everyone is unique. And, you know, yes, Sarah, you don't have much black, but if you want to wear it, there's a way to do that. You just, it's harder for you. And where for someone like me, it's so easy. So
why is
everyone
that,
Carla? Is unique? Because one, everyone is unique. Two, it has to do with your personality somewhat. Like your personality is like blowing bubbles in the air. It's just, you're happy.
Fun, vivacious, humorous.
I mean, there's no, why would you put black on that precious, lovely, delightful, like a bouquet of flowers coming into the room? I mean, that makes no sense.
Carla is serious and iconic and profound.
Yes.
So she's very modern. So she wears black, of course, with modern designs and accessories, you know. So its personality is huge. I mean, it's just so huge when it comes to color.
And I think, Carla, I know you. And so the benefit of knowing you and then also being able to then see the clothing and accessories choices that you make, even your hairstyle, everything about you, your poise is reflective or aligned to your personality. And you're so right, because you look great in black. The way you wear it, I'm just even looking at your neckline and then the colors you've brought in, there is an art to it. And honestly, I am not a stylist, as we know. I'm a marketer, but I love, just as a human being with a body, I love this world of creativity and playing dress up and playing with colors, even with makeup.
Absolutely.
You know, like the I think Erin and Carla, you both run, you both provide makeup tutorials or color, like color matching, which again, my question to every beauty brand, every cosmetic brand would be, why aren't you working with stylists to create custom color palettes for makeup? Hello, I own, I'm not joking, 74 lipstick shades. I wear none of them because they're all rubbish when I bring them home. But I know that one of them is supposed to be the shade for me. But presumably, Carla, it also then needs to be balanced by what I'm wearing, or?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a recipe.
Right. Some cosmetic getting a little off course. Some cosmetic companies are trying that. And that's a good idea. That's a good idea. But let's get back to color palettes and the resurgence of interest in having a palette. I think it's because more people are realizing that they can indeed have a stylist, a personal stylist. It's not just for very wealthy or celebrities. It's for the everyday woman. And that's exciting.
Well, and let's just acknowledge it's because of TikTok. TikTok has brought this reality to the younger generation, and suddenly they're really interested. There's millions of views. So that's another factor.
Yes. And that doesn't mean that as an image professional, you need to be on TikTok. But what we're talking about here is an increase in awareness of the fact that the concept of a color analysis exists and the fact that it's something that is now becoming more accessible for others. Are you ready to turn your passion for personal styling into a profitable business? Don't miss your chance to join the 4-day Stylepreneur Business Growth Challenge starting on May 13th. In this exclusive 4-day working group, you'll join industry leaders Erin Mathis and Sarah Cohen for live coaching to craft a personalized business success plan to supercharge your styling business. Whether you're just starting out or looking to scale your current business, this challenge is designed for every one of you. You'll create a plan that includes your personal and professional goals, income targets, sell-out services you can focus on, your unique value, and the tech skills and tools you'll need. Sign up now to secure your spot in the 4-day Stylepreneur Business Growth Challenge via the link in the episode description. Don't miss this opportunity to build your personal styling growth plan for 2024 and take the first step towards making personal styling your full-time job. So I ran a few reports just to see what the search volumes were through Google, through YouTube, through TikTok for particular key phrases. And I chose color analysis as my first search query. And it seems that over 50,000 searches a month are being made for color analysis. What's interesting, the top searches are color analysis near me, but then color analysis quiz, which tells me that people are starting to familiarize themselves with the concept that you can get help with your colors online. So they're understanding, if they're doing a quiz online, then presumably they know that they're going to be using a photo that they upload of themselves. So they're starting to familiarize themselves with this new process. And I wanted to also say for anyone listening, I'd be creating a lead magnet or some content around color analysis quiz, knowing that people are searching those terms now, rather than find my best colors, let's say. A color analysis quiz, those three words matched up to the searches, is hopefully going to drive a little bit of traffic for you.
Great insight.
Also, what was exciting to note is that the cost per click for that key phrase, color analysis quiz, is very, very low, which means that if you did have a really small budget and you wanted to try and boost some content that you've created to get it in front of the right type of client, that would be a really cost-effective way of doing so. The other thing I just wanted to throw in there, which is adjacent to what we're speaking of at best, the term personal shopper received about 5 times more searches per month than image consultant.
Wow.
Which tells us this. People don't necessarily, not everyone knows what an image consultant does, but they're more familiar with the ways that we've explained it before, a personal shopper, you know, outfit creation, very specific objectives. So that's something else to keep in mind, that people are looking for help when they shop and they're looking for help knowing what colors work best on them, which is great for us. So I think it's exciting that we have the opportunity to speak with someone who has actually developed a color system. And I wanted to hear, Carla, from you on your view also of the seasons concept versus your approach and what clients need. What do they need? What's the most effective system, or are they all great? So let's have a little chat about the color system that you created.
All right. I started years ago, trying to put colors into seasonal, you know, clear and this, all the things that Suzanne talked about and Color Me Beautiful wrote about. And it didn't work, because everyone is a unique individual. So I developed a system that would work with any color skin, any color eyes, any color hair. But the most interesting thing is any color personality. So it wasn't just hair, skin, and eyes. It was, who are you? What's your voice? How do you move? Are you like this or are you like this? There was a way to do color for the individual. All right, then, well, I had to travel. So when I traveled, I condensed everything to small little sticks in ways to put together again with that individuality. So that was great. Then came the pandemic. Oh my goodness. We had to do something.
Yeah.
So I think you and I were looking at Hamilton on the TV and we went, why don't we work on color? And we went back to the studio, which was just opposite the TV, and pulled together the whole system of virtual color. Tell us your...
All while watching Hamilton. No, no, we got some... We got some... Hamilton was playing. Good creative inspiration.
Yep, love Hamilton.
The family was home. I was working at home in my home studio. Carla was there. We just got some big breakthrough moments, some inspiration in that moment for our digital color system. But just to jump back to the seasons... It's so interesting because a lot of stylists will have a set of colors that go with a particular season. A lot of systems are built around the seasons, but Carla likes to use the seasons more for personality. So what if you have somebody that's got autumn coloring? Their natural coloring is just totally autumn, right? But their personality is spring, springy, light. You know, they love, they just don't fit in the classic autumn coloring season. So there can be some, you know, yes, maybe she'll have a number of colors from the autumn seasonal palette, but you've got to bring it in and customize it for the individual. So the seasonal reference often is more of a discussion around personality in our system.
You know, it is entirely.
Yeah. Even though our system sort of fits into a seasonal reference, we have four palettes per season. We don't use it that way.
The point is, Suzanne Cagill said that seasonal reference was based upon skin. That's not what she did. She really, I think, didn't want anyone to know what she was doing. She based personality totally, the season on personality. And then you'd, like, for instance, if you, with your coloring, were very sort of mystical and serious, you would wear more dramatic, interesting accessories, and you do your hair in a more modern way. So you, with your coloring, depending on your personality, you could use a seasonal reference. So the seasonal reference is for the quality of design. Is it delightful and happy and fun and interesting, or is it more graceful and soft, or is it more dynamic, or is it more dramatic? That's simplistic. But the point is, it helps someone get an idea of how to put their colors together, how to accessorize so the world knows who you are. We communicate who we are by our choices of what we wear.
Yes.
Oh, what a soundbite. For everyone listening, Carla, that was so insightful and useful for many reasons. Number one, I think we underestimate the importance of every image consultant expanding their adjective vocabulary, because how you just explained two different personalities was so clear, but that requires you to have this repository of descriptors and adjectives and ways of describing a look, a tone, a personality, rather than are you boho, are you preppy, are you edgy? I mean, these are very broad terms. And then the challenge there is, if you are trying to create a long-lasting relationship with a client, you need to be able to get to the heart of who they are articulate it and then present it in a color palette, in a presentation of sorts. And if you don't have that language to be able to help guide them, that's number one. Number two, I think the other benefit of what you've said, Carla, is it just reiterates the importance that whilst people might be searching online for what season am I, color analysis, quiz, things like that, hoping to try and get some help with the colors that suit them, the reason that they will eventually work with a stylist, an image consulting professional, is because it is not as simple as you said, you're in autumn, there's your colors, you'll look fantastic. It just doesn't happen. If it did, I would look amazing every day because I know exactly what to look up. But it is the curation of the scientific components, the inherent coloring, the personality, as you said, the way someone the behaves voice. And speaks. Yes, voice. Can you tell me more
the
about
movement.
Voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that, Carla.
Well, if someone has really deep coloring, but has a very little voice like this, you can't put that person in little strong, dark colors all the time. Because the same way, someone with very light Aaron's type of coloring who has a deep, rich voice, then she has to wear colors that relate to that depth in her voice.
Otherwise, there's a disharmony when we see them and we experience them. So for color consultants, when you're not sure about colors, set aside the inherent coloring for a moment. Personality is very important, but tune into their voice. Tune into the way they move. Which color would go with that? Which red would go with that, right? So that's one of the ways, and really that's one of the major profound insights that I've learned from Carla, is that we cannot just design palettes for somebody's inherent coloring. We mm-hmm. must consider their voice, their movement, and their personality, and their visual preferences. So we have a fascinating process that Carla pioneered
really fun.
Discovering that by having them pick favorite images from nature, art, architecture, geography, and then going through a discovery process of capturing the adjectives, like you were talking about, Sarah, the language. Why do you love this image? Why do you love it? And many times it is the colors. It's the quality of colors. So those are major clues for designing palettes. And it's also personality qualities. So we get a whole bunch of adjectives related to visual images, and that helps us and leads us to a palette. Of course, we look at their inherent coloring, but we're choosing colors that they are already gravitating towards.
And what's interesting, I often also ask, what were their favorite colors as a child? Did they have a favorite outfit? Because children, if they're allowed to make some choices or allowed to dream, they know. So as adults, we've often forgotten who we are and how we've been designed. So I think it's our responsibility as a stylist to just nurture that person.
Help people remember.
To remember.
Yeah, before they cared about pleasing everybody else, right? Like, who are you? What do you really care about? Just for your own heart and soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very deep.
It is. It is. And Carla, you are most certainly the master of shepherding a person into the depths of their memories and their childhood, and then navigating through the personality. With such a comprehensive and interactive process to create a color palette, can you talk to me about the differences between delivering it online as a virtual color analysis versus in person? What are the differences? Are there any?
Well, we were talking about this. It seems that it would be more comprehensive to meet one-on-one. But that's not the case.
In person,
no.
Yeah.
What have been your experiences, Erin?
Well, you know, the most important thing is obviously seeing their coloring, but making a connection and making sure the client feels seen and heard. Now, there's color systems out there that you can take a quick quiz and for $50, you'll get a palette that matches you. Well, you get what you pay for. So that's the $50 palette. You want a palette that's going to really resonate. You need to be seen and heard. And that can happen beautifully in person, but we've discovered it can happen beautifully online. So we've been testing out, you know, for years now, this system where we have an intake, the client has time to explore, to find those favorite images, to upload their pictures. We guide them how to get the right lighting so that we can really see the skin tone, the eye color, the hair color. And they have time to complete the intake. So if you're meeting in person, yes, we'd have them complete some of that beforehand. But online, so there it all is recorded in this, what's going to become a beautiful virtual digital guidebook for them. And then we meet with them by Zoom to get a sense of their voice and their movement and their personality, all those adjectives. And then we go away, we work on a palette, always looking at their picture. So when you're in person, you're doing it, holding it up to their face. When you're doing it virtually, you're always looking at their face, their picture, so you can make sure those colors resonate. And then we meet again and we have an interactive session where they get to look at it and they get to make a decision, this red or that red. You know, we've already kind of guided, shepherded what can work, but based on personality and preferences. Mm-hmm. So that's a long way of saying it's been amazing how well the online process has worked.
And then they have a recording of the sessions, a digital recording, they have digital palette, and they can purchase a fabric palette.
Yes.
So when they're shopping, they have their guidebook on their phone and their colors on their phone, and it makes life so easy. And if they want to be really clear that it's going to be closer, they can have a fabric palette to take shopping. So I really am at the point that I'm almost ready to say I like it better.
I just heard from a client in Germany that she worked with, and she said, I've had my palette done numerous times, but this is the first one that I feel you really got me. You got me. And it resonated with her so deeply. So she had the whole online experience. She's getting her fabric palette delivered. And it's so beautiful that you can do it with anyone in the world, you know?
Yeah. And as you said, the process of getting to know them and going back and having a look at colors and their adjectives and everything, that's a lot of almost administrative work, or that's the practical work that the client doesn't necessarily need to be there for. And what I've observed in the last 12 months is that people are time poor. They are having, all of our attention spans are getting shorter through social media consumption. And it's hard to get someone to commit to 2, 3, 4 hours at a time to perform a service. So part of our role is to think, if we're going to successfully sell image consulting services to clients, how do we deliver them in a way that gives them exactly what they want and need, but in the way they want it? So from my perspective, what I like about the virtual styling, virtual color analysis, is that it takes away a lot of the time that the client is just kind of sitting there not really needing to do much. And then to be able to have a digital palette on your phone, on your desktop, particularly, you know, online shopping or in person with the physical swatches, is great. But as I said, the more comprehensive service that one would like to offer at a higher price point, where you are almost providing a psychology session as much as a color analysis, I view it as the inherent coloring is what I can see right now. I can see your eye color, I can see your hair color, I can see your skin color. What I cannot see immediately is who you are. And so it does take longer. You can't get it done accurately online on a quiz for free on, you know, a site that doesn't take into consideration any of those additional layers.
Yeah.
So what has the feedback been generally from clients? I'm interested to share with everyone where the opportunities are to sell this service. And we've seen a lot of new apps and platforms helping people shop for, you know, better prices, or pulling together all of the sales of different brands. There's a lot of content around body shape and color, but let's talk about the opportunities to sell a virtual color analysis to customers as they're online already. You know, what are the useful ways they can do that?
Well, you know, people often come to us for this more comprehensive, mindful, sophisticated, individualized palette after they've tried the less expensive, you know, super formulaic systems that kind of left them going like, this doesn't really feel like me. I'm not, you know, so they finally say, okay, I'm going to make the investment for higher price service that really sees me and takes me into account. So there's an opportunity there. And that's definitely our approach. Everybody has different approaches. You know, our system does have a very fast approach with pre-designed palettes that we have used at palette parties and bigger events where you can literally just pick a palette, but maybe tweak a stick or two to make sure that it's tweak a few of the colors to make sure that it fits. Like, you shouldn't wear that, but let's bring in a different coral, for example. So there's an opportunity for people who really want the right colors. Mm-hmm. And also, they need to do it probably every 5 years. If you have a client who had it 10 years ago, we really need to encourage them to keep doing that, because our coloring changes, our personality evolves, our situation, different seasons in our life. So you can definitely get recurring business as well.
And that's, we obviously hear a lot about the importance of trying to get styling or shopping help when your weight fluctuates. But we tend to focus on, you just get help when your body shape changes. But you're right, your coloring is everything. And I even find that depending on the type of colors I use will influence the makeup that I need to use. You know, there's always an interplay of the coloring I have, the coloring I'm putting on myself, and the clothing. So I guess one of the opportunities to sell this service is through reminding people to get a refresh, a color refresh, and communicating the fact that your coloring does change as we age, as does your personality.
And also, this is service for men and women. You know, it's, you can serve men and women with color analysis.
Yeah.
And they all want to know
that. And speaking of that, in doing my research, what I noticed is that underneath the search volumes for personal styling, personal stylists for men has started to climb up. So we don't focus so much on men a lot of the time because we think that it's too hard, there's no demand, they don't want it, they don't need it. But I would say that
they do.
They certainly need it. And I think, as you said, coming back to TikTok and its ability to bring awareness about color and the world of color analysis to people that have never heard of it before, that's a lot of men seeing this and going, okay, all right, this is interesting. So again, marketing a color analysis service for men might also be a way of successfully selling in your services in a crowded market.
Another way, I just thought, there are a lot of people, especially in cities, that are in black. And there's a whole marketing way. How do we get out of black? There has to be more to life than just black. How much black is in your closet? How does that make you feel when you open your closet door?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you happy?
So marketing to be, and black psychologically is serious. It's formal. So we teach our clients and individuals about the psychology of color. And that's even a part of our virtual color toolkit that stylists are using around the world that we use for color palette consultations. We actually show, there's this guidebook that gets filled in as we go, but we show them, these are your inherent colors. Wear these when you want to be more approachable, more natural. Here are your neutrals, your perfect neutrals. Now, you know, you never have to guess, is black my neutral, is brown my, you know, you will know.
Yeah.
And then here's your power red. Wear this when you want to show up. When we present the palette in this beautiful guidebook, we actually show them, these are your personality colors that you can pick for mood. This will be romance, passion, power. Oh. These are your formal colors when you need to be more formal and serious. Here's your neutrals. Here's your approachable, you know, so it's really this, it's the psychology of color is powerful.
And with that, you could take that from a marketing perspective and think, okay, what is an emotion that a lot of my ideal clients want to channel? Let's not use the word confidence, because obviously we all use the word confidence, so it doesn't really explain anything anymore, I don't think. But you said, let's just take powerful. If you created a marketing campaign where you are selling a service, a color analysis service, your power red, Because I'll tell you, I have a few reds in my wardrobe. I never wear them. I can't wear them. I feel bizarre in them. And I'm pretty sure that's because I don't know the right contrast and shade and how to build it. But every one of us will always want a red lipstick or, a, you know, an element of red in their workwear wardrobe. So you could break up your color analysis service to be specific to, if you want to channel power, book here. If you want to channel romance, book here. There's no reason why you couldn't sell your color analysis in sort of bite-sized chunks based on the result you want.
Yes, you can break it up into little modules, little bite-sized services. That's a great entrance for somebody who maybe is not ready to do the whole palette, but yeah, I want to know my power red, you know?
Yeah.
So we do our system that we have, this virtual color toolkit, has language and copy that shows you how to advertise that way, where you can break it into separate services before maybe they do the comprehensive palette, for example.
Exactly, which is a lot, because obviously the more comprehensive the palette, the more work you need to put in, the confidence you need to have as an image professional to make sure you've captured everything and coherently, you know, that it presents as a complete palette. But just a little idea for those of you that are listening, let's say we wanted to sell something about the find your perfect lip shade. You could create a little series of reels where you're either reviewing different lipstick brands, you know, like different cosmetic brands in their reds and putting them into, you know, warm, cool, neutral, or what have you. Like you can take one concept, which is a color in this sense, and you can create a marketing campaign and services around that one color. And that would be a really fun way of just be sort of perpetually learning and retraining on red and what your clients, what your audience are interested in as you develop a broader color palette. And if you can nail a lipstick shade, then every client will know that you can nail a complete palette, right?
Yes, yes. Just talk in your marketing, talk about color, show color, get people thinking about color.
Yeah.
And before long, you know, they're going to come to you. They might be watching for a while, but they'll come and say, I want to know my colors.
Exactly. All right, ladies, I just want to see if we've missed anything. Is there anything that you wanted to share lastly before we finish about the last sort of 10 years of color analysis, client demand, anything you think everyone would want to know?
Well, yeah, maybe since we're talking about color palettes and color analysis and we're talking to personal stylists, maybe like somebody might say, well, I am a personal stylist, but I don't do color analysis yet. Or maybe they're just exploring becoming a personal stylist and they want to do color analysis. Where would you start? Mm-hmm. That's a question that we get a lot. So maybe that would be a good question to answer. And what I tell people, because we have a training institute, is number one, get trained. Find the training providers that you really resonate with their approach. It's actually a really good idea to have that person or that organization give you a palette. Have them do your color palette. Make sure that it resonates with you. Make sure the process resonates with you. Because I've talked to people who have trained with an organization or somebody, a personality, and then later they realize, gosh, that approach doesn't resonate with me. So make sure that you're going to train with somebody whose approach and system resonates with you, your approach, what you care about. For example, we're very much into the psychology, the heart, the soul, integration. You know, other people are just give me the quick formula.
Yeah.
You know, give me the quickest formula. So you got to find what works for you. Get trained and find that system.
My thought is, if you want to be trained or have more training in color, I have developed a distance learning program just for color. Mm-hmm. And you have, it's really pretty much old school. You have assignments. You have to do your assignments. You put them into Google Slides. I review them. Try again. Great job here. So you get feedback from me. And at the end, you have to do a palette, three palettes. And we give you all the tools, the color system, fabrics. And you then have to record three of your consultations. And then I review that. And I am very impressed that they're really doing a good job.
Yeah.
So there is a possibility to do something virtually.
You can do it distance. You can do it in person. We have a 5-day course in person.
That's the one I did. And that was amazing.
Yeah. And I know there's other providers. So, you know, certainly just find what works for you and what resonates so yeah. that when you launch out and do it, you've got a system that really works for you.
Again, I always talk about this because it really was such an incredible time, the experience I had with you ladies. And again, it was my first time meeting Carla, and the way that you, Carla, the way that you speak, the way that you deliver information, even if it is as simple as saying to the client effectively, that's not really what I would recommend for you, but I would recommend this. The way that you phrase that is mastery. And it makes such a difference, because all of the time, what's going on subconsciously is this development of trust, hopefully. And the words yeah. that you use, the way that you
deliver them,
the language yeah. is just paramount. And that's why I think you're revered as well, because the elegance with which you communicate is never, ever derogatory. It's never negative. You have I think you always say, "That's interesting. Tell me about that." Is a nice way
yeah,
of saying.
Yeah, tell me more.
What
tell me more about hell? Your yeah. hair. Yeah. If the color's not right, tell me about your hair color. That's a great start.
Well, the whole point is really, and here's something for anyone watching. Rather than telling someone what to wear, to do or what to wear, you say, "My sense is that this would be really a supportive color. And I want to know how this feels. So I don't want you to think about it, if anyone has ever said anything to you about that. But I'm going to have you close your eyes, hold up this color here, and I want you to feel." And it is amazing. So essentially, it's a process that the client chooses his own palette. I, of course,
She's helping them bypass their logic and get in touch with their heart.
So
get in touch with the heart and soul.
We women don't like to be told, but we like to be asked. So tell me about this. How is that for you? And, you know, we'll tell you about that. So,
and then we'll be more open for input.
That's right. That's right.
I love that, Carla. Women don't like to be told, but they like to be asked.
That's a golden nugget.
I know.
Lots of golden nuggets in this lady.
This is the oracle. I always say this color is the oracle. And we just, you know, we can only go to the well so many times to get the gold. And you've delivered today. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Sarah, for having us.
My pleasure. Obviously, we can continue chatting forever. But for anyone listening, we will be opening the doors to the Going Virtual program for Global Styling Success. We've had nearly 300 students take this program so far. It has been fantastic. And this is your step-by-step.
Oh, it's amazing.
Comprehensive, thorough business building program that you do with us as your guides, coaching you through it. Every template you could possibly imagine is provided. It's a fantastic resource. And we also deep dive into all of the tech tools and platforms that are available now for image consultants. So the details will be in the show notes and on both the Style Corps and the Styling Advisory's websites and social media. If you've got any questions for Carla and Erin, please feel free to email through to the show and I will forward them on. But thank you both for your time.
Thanks, Sarah.
They are delightful. Thank you so much, Sarah.
You've been listening to the Styling Advisory podcast with Sarah Cohen. If you're enjoying the vibe, you can join our community of styling experts at The Styling Advisory on Instagram and Facebook. And you can watch these interviews on our YouTube channel, Styling Advisory TV. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to our show so Sarah can spend more time on the mic.